Russian finance minister proposes legalization of online casinos. Russia's finance minister has urged the Kremlin to consider permitting online casino gambling as a new source of state revenue. Siluanov advances centralized model with heavy taxation. Finance Minister Anton Siluanov has reportedly asked President Vladimir Putin to review a plan to legalize online casinos in Russia, according to recent coverage in National Business Press. The proposal envisions a single, state-approved operator to channel bets from adults aged 21 and older through a centralized platform and subjects all gambling revenue to a minimum tax rate of 30%. Officials estimate the measure could add roughly 100 billion rubles, about 1.1 billion US dollars annually, to government coffers. The idea marks a significant shift from current law. Online casino gaming has been banned in Russia since 2009. Land-based casinos are confined to a small number of special economic zones, such as Primorye Krai, home to resorts including Tigre de Cristal and Shambhala. Betting on sports remains available through licensed betting shops, but online platforms operate largely outside the legal framework. The finance ministry has highlighted the size of the regulated industry, roughly 1.7 trillion rubles, circa 18.9 billion in annual activity, while independent reporting points to a much larger shadow market. Moscow media estimates some 100 illicit platforms target Russian customers and may be generating up to 3 trillion rubles a year, a disparity that proponents of reform say underlines the need for a regulated online offering. Reactions from Kyiv and industry observers. Supporters of Siluanov's plan frame legalization as a pragmatic tool to pull money away from unregulated operators and into transparent channels. Bringing online operators into a centralized, accountable system would allow the state to monitor flows, enforce consumer protections, and capture tax revenue that currently slips into the black market, said a Moscow-based gaming policy analyst. But critics warn the timing and mechanics raise red flags. Some opposition voices, legal scholars, and international observers argue that a state-dominated operator model would concentrate control and could be vulnerable to political interference. A different set of critics interpret the proposal through the prism of Russia's fiscal pressures. Low oil prices, sustained military expenditure, and the continuing economic fallout from the conflict in Ukraine. That concern is echoed by Ukrainian authorities. The National Resistance Center, an organ of Ukraine's Special Operations Forces, has warned that Moscow may plan to extend online gambling into occupied territories, including parts of Luhansk and the Donbas. The center said, effectively, legalizing casinos in occupied territories is another element of a centralized model for exploiting these regions. Under the guise of economic measures, gambling is turned into a tool of war financing, channeling civilian funds to support the occupation regime under direct Kremlin control. RBC Ukraine has highlighted the scale of Russia's wartime spending, reporting a cumulative cost to the Russian state in the tens of trillions of rubles. Estimates that have been used by opponents to characterize the gambling proposal as a revenue-raising expedient amid wider budgetary strain. Industry participants outside Russia also monitor developments closely. Regulation is better than prohibition when it comes to consumer protection and anti-money laundering controls, but the design matters. Taxes, licensing transparency, and independent oversight are essential to prevent state capture or criminal exploitation, said an anonymous compliance director at a European sportsbook with experience in emerging markets. For now, the plan remains in the discussion stage. Any move to legalize online casinos will require presidential approval and likely a raft of legislative and regulatory changes, including the establishment of the proposed central operator and mechanisms for licensing, compliance, and taxation. Observers say implementation could also bring international scrutiny, particularly if activities were extended into occupied Ukrainian territories. As debate continues in Moscow, the contrasting paths of neighboring Ukraine serve as a reminder of divergent policymaking approaches. Ukraine re-legalized gambling in 2020 and introduced a new regulator, PlayCity, as part of a formal licensing framework. Russia's potential pivot would represent a major policy reversal after more than a decade of prohibition. Legal and financial analysts say the core questions now are governance and intent. whether reform would genuinely curb illegal bookmaking and protect consumers, or whether it would become an expedient revenue source with limited transparency. Expect further commentary from both domestic regulators and international watchdogs if the Kremlin opts to move the proposal into drafting and consultation stages.